Chapter 5 Back Home Again Peter had been wrong about mothers. At least he was wrong about Mrs. Darling. He finally decided to take Wendy home. And when he did, he realized that Mrs. Darling always kept the window open. Peter and Tinkerbell flew into the room before the others. He had a plan.
Quick, Tink!
He said.
Close the window and lock it. Then Wendy will have to go back with me.
Just then, he heard Wendy's mother playing the piano in the next room.
Come back, Wendy. Come back.
Wendy's mother was singing a sad song. Then the music stopped. Mrs. Darling was filled with tears. Peter frowned. He felt bad.
Oh, all right.
He said. He unlocked the window. Wendy, John, and Michael found the window open for them. Michael had almost forgotten everything about their home.
I think I've been here before,
he said.
It's your home, silly,
said John. The children became sleepy. They slipped into their beds as if they had never been away. Mrs. Darling walked into her children's room. She saw her children.
Mother! Cried Wendy. We're home!
Mrs. Darling was still not sure. She reached her arms out. Suddenly, they were filled with her three children.
George! George!
Mrs. Darling cried.
Our children have come home!
Mr. Darling ran into the children's room. He hugged his children and cried. The Darlings decided to adopt the Lost Boys. They wanted to adopt Peter as well, but he refused. Peter knew what would happen if he were adopted. They would make him go to school and work hard. Then he'd have to get a job and get married. He'd heard all of the stories. That life wasn't interesting to him.
I'm going to go back to Neverland,
said Peter.
I'll live with Tinkerbell in the house that we built for Wendy.
Mrs. Darling saw that Wendy wanted to go, so she made a wise offer.
Wendy may come and visit you once a year. She can do the spring cleaning.
That made Peter happy again. All the Lost Boys went to school. Soon, they lost the power to fly. Then they stopped believing that they had ever been to Neverland. At the end of the first year, Peter came back. Wendy looked forward to talking to him about the old times. But Peter had had new adventures. He seemed to have forgotten the old ones.
Don't you remember Captain Hook?
She asked.
I never remember my old adventures,
he said.
I forget them as soon as I have new ones.
This was very hard for Wendy. Those adventures had meant so much to her, and Peter had forgotten them. But she went with him back to Neverland and had a wonderful time. The next year, Peter didn't come. He did come the year after that, though. Even though she didn't want to, Wendy grew up. She became very busy at school. She made new friends. As the years passed, her memories of Neverland grew dim. She started to doubt if she had ever been there. That was about the time that she became an adult. She met a nice man and got married. Then one day, she had a baby girl. She named her Jane. One warm spring night, Jane was asleep in her bed. Wendy was in the other room mending socks. Suddenly, she heard a noise. The window blew open, and in flew Peter Pan. He was still a boy.
"Hello, Wendy,"
said Peter.
"Have you forgotten? It's spring cleaning time."
"I can't come," she said softly. "I'm an adult now. I grew up a long time ago." He sat down on the floor and he began to cry. His sobs woke Jane. Jane rubbed her eyes.
"Boy," she said, "why are you crying?"
And so the story began again. Wendy's daughter went to Neverland and came back again. And when Jane grew up, she had a daughter as well. And she went off to that beautiful world. Wendy Darling lived a long time ago. Ever since that time, Peter Pan has always had a mother. And so he always will. As long as there are children who believe in Neverland.